Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Focus Fridays is being brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. I am Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and this week my guest is Arnie Oliver, the Planning Commission Director for Holmes County. Good morning, Arnie. Thanks for joining in with us here for our Focus Friday episode. It's good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And so, like we said in the beginning, you are the Planning Commission Director. And so, what exactly does that mean?
So, it means something different, kind of depending on what county you work in. So, every county does something a little bit different. We're a small county, so you wear a lot of hats. So, you know, the primary reason for having a Planning Commission is for the subdivision regulations. So, that, you know, kind of governs the division of land. There's rules set up to how you can divide that, the shapes of the parcels, the access, those types of things. So that's kind of the primary function. But from that, we do a lot of other things. We put on a lot of different hats.
It seems to be a common theme with a lot of these county officials that we talk to.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you just kind of do the job. So where there's a need, you do the job.
And so how long have you been the Planning Commission Director?
I have been here for 29 years.
Doing the same position?
Similar. It kind of morphs depending on what's going on with state grants and those types of things. But yeah.
Looking back, how did you even get into this role? Were there specific qualifications you needed or?
You know, kind of random, to be honest with you. So I went to grad school at Akron U. So I got a master's degree in urban planning. And, you know, I was in Akron for about 4 years, met my wife. And so after graduation, I was working for the city of Akron and did that for a few years and then just started shooting resumes out all over the place. I wound up back where I was originally from in Virginia, in Roanoke, Virginia, worked there for 4 years. And my wife kind of wanted to get back to Ohio. And so I just started blasting out resumes and wound up getting an interview for the position here as the planning director and have been here ever since. And time flies. I didn't really think about it, but really has gone by.
And all of a sudden you're at 29 years.
Yeah. So yeah, I live over at Lake Buckhorn and we bought a house right when we first got married and sold that and then just bought another house about 1,000 feet away and just we keep on trucking.
So are you from Holmes County originally?
No, I'm from kind of all over. I went to high school in Virginia, so Danville, Virginia. And yeah, we moved around a little bit in Virginia and went to George Mason University for undergraduate and just wound up kind of landing. I got a scholarship for Akron U. And so they gave me the most money. So I was like, where is Akron? And started driving.
It's like
and
we're going to Ohio.
Yeah.
So you kind of always knew you wanted to be in this kind of work.
I can't say that's the case. I sort of
the planning.
And yeah, I'm not sure I was a, you know, you think a city planner would be a good planner, but I'm not sure that I necessarily did that much planning. I got a job and I kind of fell into it and liked it and just kind of went with it.
Rolled with it.
Yeah, right on.
And so you said that it's kind of morphed over the years. How is it different from 29 years ago than what you're doing now?
There's a lot more grant work that we're doing now. I can kind of go over.
We'll get into that.
Okay.
In later,
so there's some other things. Segment. As far as, you know, so I talked about the subdivision regulations. As far as sort of the regulation piece to the position, we do subdivision regulation and we also do floodplain regulation. That's another piece of the job. And the floodplain regulation kind of goes over how you can develop a parcel in the floodplain. So there's some extra standards that go with that.
And we got that here in Holmes County.
We sure do. Yeah. And so and we don't do that many of them per year, maybe half dozen to a dozen. Some of them are bridges from ODOT or for the county engineer's office. And then others are just for individuals that are, you know, have a piece of property that they want to do something in there and they have to get a permit to do that.
Because floodplains are a special rule kind of thing.
Yeah, and you can definitely do things in the floodplain. You just have to kind of follow those standards. You know, the easiest way
to flood.
Right, you know it's going to flood. At some point, it's going to flood. So the, I mean, this is kind of generalizing it, but basically, you have to raise up out of the floodplain by 2 feet if you're going to construct something in the floodplain. So if you're going to build a house, you have to either put it on pilings or you have to actually bring in fill material and raise the property up 2 feet. That's kind of an oversimplification, but that's kind of what's involved, yeah.
So that adding that in has kind of been part of the changes too since you...
No, that was original.
That was original.
Yeah,
a little less now because pretty much everybody's done.
Oh, no. There's floodplain permits we get every year. I mean, just not piles of them because,
right.
I mean, you generally don't want to develop in the floodplain because who wants to
deal with that?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, we'll learn more about what goes into your day and what you do as the planning commissioner here for Holmes County. That's Arnie Oliver, our planning commission director here in Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. We are back here on Focus Fridays, and I am speaking with planning commission director Arnie Oliver. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. And Arnie, we were getting a little brief overview about your job and what goes into it. And as planning commissioner, you are the director, but you also have a board that you work with as well.
I do. We have a board that was set up. The planning commission was actually set up in the early 70s, late 60s. So there is a board that governs that. That board is made up of 11 people, and they are appointed. It's kind of a blend by the county commissioners, and then each mayor of the incorporated villages can either serve, the mayor can serve, or the mayor can appoint somebody that represents them. And so that's how that functions. The idea is that, so they're often reviewing subdivision regulations and subdivisions that come in, and then you want sort of members of the community that are reviewing proposals that are coming in oftentimes from community members. So you don't want necessarily, somebody that like me, that's a, works for the government that has, ultimate authority over a lot of these subdivisions. You want citizen representatives that get a chance to review it and see if the development is something that is going to be beneficial or needs to be tweaked through the proposal.
So the folks that aren't the mayors or the mayor appointees, do they need to have any specific qualifications?
Residents of Holmes County. So we just want, interested, regular people that, have a desire to serve. Doesn't pay very much. Pays zero.
But some of those volunteer positions.
Yeah, right. And we meet monthly, and they do a good job.
But it also gives you a bunch of set of extra eyes on something that they may notice something you might not if it was just you looking at it.
Absolutely. And it also can sometimes offer a different perspective because they have their day jobs, they're doing different things, so they don't see this stuff on a day-to-day basis. And so if you have somebody that's like me, that's all I do and I'm looking at it and scrutinizing it, I may have a different perspective from somebody that's, a member of a volunteer board that's looking at it, and they can kind of take the bigger picture of it. And, so a lot of times there's not things that are controversial too often, but you'll get what we call a variance coming in where we're getting a request to bend the rules from the subdivision regulations or sometimes the floodplain regulations, and you want those citizen members to have a chance to look at it, because it's it's often easy for the person that is the the employee to just say, this is not compliant with
this
the subdivision.
Is the rules.
This is the rule, and I'm sorry about it. Yeah, no.
No soup for you.
Yeah, exactly. And so they have a chance to kind of see it and say, well, is this rise to the level of a variance? Can we grant it, or do we want to grant it with stipulations? Those types of things.
And they may be more familiar with an area where it on paper, it doesn't look feasible at all. But when you look at it in real life, you're like, oh,
That's a really good point. And that happens a lot because, a lot of these folks that are on the planning commission, they've lived in Holmes County their whole lives. They know the little back roads. They know the neighborhood. They know the neighbors. They know who's coming in and what their request is and the history on certain parcels and those types of things. And I think that sometimes can enter into it.
Yeah. There's a lot of history in here. And you know everybody and their uncle and their uncle's cousin's brother's sister.
Right. And we do also... as a board, attempt to be impartial and fair. You don't want to create favoritism. You also want to avoid creating precedent. So if you give a variance to every single person that comes in, then it kind of, defeats the purpose of having a subdivision code.
Because there's a reason.
There's a reason for it, but there's also a reason sometimes to bend the rules a little bit, you know, with certain proposals.
Same with the floodplain. It may not sound like it works on paper, but then logically, oh, hey, yeah, no, we should do this.
Right, and it's so, and I will say it's very rare that there's a variance request on the floodplain regulations because...
Around here, floodplain's going to float.
yeah, you don't want to see some structure floating down the river.
You know, where I'm at, the floodplain kind of extends out on the edges, and the likelihood of them flooding is a little less, so...
Right. But, yeah, it just kind of depends on where you are.
But it's good to have those extra eyes and thoughts and things and help you do your job.
Absolutely.
Right, less people come angry at you.
Right. It's also beneficial to the... Because the county commissioners are the ones that have the ultimate authority on setting up a planning commission, so it's beneficial to them as well. Because without a planning commission in place, every single proposal goes to the county commissioners. And that just makes it difficult for them. Their role is a little bit different. So this kind of creates an additional level. They get a lot of the appointments. So if there is something like a variance or something controversial, the planning commission kind of gets the first crack to kind of, you know, weed through it.
Solve it.
Before it hits the commissioners.
So a nice little buffer is
there. I think so, yeah.
And is there anything else that the committee does to help you other than with the variances and things? Or is
every month we meet. So I do a monthly presentation to them. So we go over all the different activities that occurred for the month. And then we also do kind of a year in review as well. So we talk about all the different things, grants and projects that we have going in addition to subdivision regulations. Subdivision typically takes up the majority of the time though.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
You got to have those laid out right. And as those stay, you know, when you set those stay until either somebody changes them or forever.
That's right. So you have to do it. Part of why we're here. Some of the other functions, though, I do try to bring those up because those are often the more interesting pieces of various projects that we're working on. So we also try to talk about those as well.
All right. Well, we will be back to learn more about what you do as the Planning Commission Director. That's Arnie Oliver, and I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. And we are returning here on WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and today we are chatting with Planning Commission Director Arnie Oliver here for Holmes County, and we've learned about the Planning Commission Director job and the board. And you mentioned in the beginning, part of what you do as Planning Commission Director has to do with grants and getting grants. And there's kind of a lot that goes into that.
Yeah, so you have a Planning Commission, so they do city planning types things, but there's also community development when you're wearing kind of different hats with a small Planning Commission like we are. So part of that is the grant work that we do.
Do a lot of grant work.
We have different projects, and I think that's sort of the fun part of the job because you get to see some of the benefit of these various grants and what they do, and it's pretty interesting.
It's got to be like seeing the actual project happen because nothing is easy about grant writing these days.
No, the grant writing is not fun. You just have to do it, and hope you get some grants. Some of them are more competitive than others, and you just kind of cross your fingers and hope that you get them. But when you do, it's very satisfying because you get a real tangible result. So it's fun to see the end result.
And you're working for grants for the whole county. So you're helping people, whether it be rural or in a village, or whether it be a countywide kind of grant, you're looking in all directions.
Yeah, it's a real range. Most of them are infrastructure types of things, but we've worked with individuals for grants. We've worked with businesses. We've worked with building owners. We have a housing grant where we work with individuals on their homes, those types of things.
It's like you were reading my mind there. I know one of the grants that you do that helps a lot of different people in the county is the CHIP grant.
That's right. We've had the CHIP grant since 2000, I think, maybe 1999. And it's actually one of the grants that it's a competitive grant, so you're not guaranteed that you're going to get it. And we've gotten it every year since 1999, except for one. And so we're really pleased with that. And the amount that we receive changes. Lately, it's been about $450,000 to $500,000. It's a two-year grant cycle. And we opened it up and we just burn the money until we run out.
And that's getting it to people to help fix their house.
Yeah. So it's, and you have to qualify income wise to get this grant, but it isn't for very low income necessarily. It's just for, I like to say, for just
the average Joe,
regular people. And it's a fantastic grant if you can get it. And, you know, we have the applications at our office, and you just come in, fill it out. If you need any assistance in filling it out, because it's one of those government grants, so it's got a, you know, pages and pages of technical stuff that nobody would understand if they don't work with it on a daily basis. But if you get the grant, I mean, it's fantastic. It can, you know, do all kinds of things for a home.
New roof.
You can hit all the systems, new roof, HVAC, electric, plumbing,
windows,
bathrooms, kitchens. It really is. I mean, it really feels like you've won the lottery. Maybe that's not the right way to put it, but it's
it's no match.
So, no match.
Money you can get to do the things you need to do to make your home sometimes safe.
Right. I mean, we do have some rules that you can't use it to flip houses. Those types of things. We want people to stay put. But if you can get it,
there is a time limit. They have to stay in.
They I can't remember what the exact number is. I think it may be 5 years, something like that. That just kind of prevents people from flipping.
Which is understandable, because this is to help people make their home a better, safer place.
Yeah, and it's very satisfying. I mean, and we work with a little bit with Habitat as well, and we've even given some grants to Habitat before, but it's very satisfying. We probably do, five or six projects a year, and probably valued at, it's gone up recently, but probably $50,000, $50,000, $70,000 sometimes that we spend on a house.
Which is money that folks may not have had and can definitely make things better. And you know, you're also helping them in the way of tearing things down. So you're not just building up, but you guys have been able to help a lot of people tear down those buildings that maybe aren't safe anymore. And they can better utilize their property.
That's a good segue.
Right?
Yeah, we have a demo grant that we also received from the state. This grant was not necessarily competitive. They offered it to every county in the state, but there was kind of a competitive piece to it where the county had to do the groundwork and find the properties to demo. And Melissa, you really helped us out last year in promoting that. And we got a bunch of leads because of that. And basically it is for houses that are no longer livable, or structures that are abandoned or you know, beyond their, you know, useful life. Wish I could show pictures on the radio, but I mean, some of these are pretty rough and you just can't do anything with them. And so we have a grant that we can basically scrape it and return to the property owner. And this is totally voluntary. There's nothing that forces you to do it. And we return to the property owner a vacant grass-covered parcel. And the really interesting thing is, it doesn't happen every time, but a lot of the times, once they have that vacant parcel, then the ideas start happening. And a lot of times, something brand new pops up where this parcel was.
Which is part of the point of the
process. Part of the point. It gets it back into rotation. So you have a structure that was not a valuable structure. It was probably an anchor bringing down, you know, the land that's where it sits, and sometimes even the neighbors around it. And you are able to remove it and see something new go in its place.
And there are a few places where I do see the vacant lot part of it, but even that helps take away that eyesore or the danger if there's kids in the area, to keep them out of those buildings and just make it a safer place for the neighborhood.
Yeah, and if you wanted to, I mean, it's kind of, because these are all scattered. We do these all across the county, so it's really scattered east and west and you know, in our villages. So it is distributed, but if you wanted to, you know, get an example of one of our bigger projects, we worked with Pomerene Hospital, where the health department building used to be, and
that, you know, parking garage there. Some people don't know that used to be the health department.
Yeah,
in there too.
Right. Yeah, it was that old parking garage,
yeah.
And it turned out to be not real usable, and kind of pinned in the hospital. And so we were able to get grant funds and work with Pomerene to remove that building. And right now it's a grass-covered parcel, but I think they have plans to use it in the future.
And you took down a barn at the old fairgrounds.
We did, yeah. Yep.
So, you know, it's helping entities as well as people, too, just to clean up and beautify Holmes County.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Holmes County is a pretty prosperous county. If you, you know, compare us to really any county in the state, but especially the counties around us. But there are still pockets of places where
need help,
and there's a structure for whatever reason has been left behind, and it just kind of pulls it off of the tax rolls, and then we'll see what else pops up as a result.
And you would think tearing down isn't as expensive, but it can be pricey to tear those down.
Yeah, that's a good question. It is kind of across the board for a regular house, and we have to test them for asbestos, and if there is asbestos, that drives our costs up a little bit. But we could wind up paying anywhere from $12,000 to $25,000 to remove a house.
I don't know about anybody else, but I don't have $12,000 to $25,000 just laying around to
it's handy.
Tear down a building.
Yeah, so. And you have other priorities, and so a lot of times, your priority isn't this abandoned structure; it's other things. So this can swoop in, and you give the opportunity to have it removed and come up with something new.
Perfect. Well, we'll talk more about some of the grant work that your office does when we come back. That's Arnie Oliver, the Planning Commission Director for Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. Back one more time here with Arnie Oliver, the Planning Commission Director for Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays, and we were touching on the grant topic, which you work with so many grants. It's a pretty wide range and big topic, and we talked a lot about the ones that help the residents, and the last one we talked about, the demo, helps both residents and villages, but you also do grants that help villages in the county. So you're actually on some grants with some villages in the middle of projects right now.
Yeah, we have several grants that are going right now that we're working on. Some were more on the peripheral, but we are working on them. And then we have some that are completed, and we try to make sure that we're looking at all areas of the county. Right now, we seem to have more going on in Millersburg and Kilbuck, but we've done sidewalks in Mount Hope. That project completed a little while ago. But right now, we have a grant that's sort of in the works. We've received the funds for a sidewalk project in Millersburg, and that's going to run, the dimensions of that will run over by where the Domino's Pizza is and then across from McKelvey's. And it's right in downtown Millersburg on Jackson Street there. And we're working with Nate at the village and the mayor. And it'll run from that point as far east as we can get, essentially.
Just keep going until you run out of money.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Now, is there just one grant in that? There's a multitude of grants in that one.
You're right. We have kind of cool. So we got a grant from the Appalachian Regional Commission. I'm going to screw up the numbers, but I think in the $130,000 range, something like that.
Just approximates. Yeah, we're not holding you to nothing here. We're pretty laid back at Focus Fridays.
Yeah, right. And the county commissioners, they offered their block grant to the village for that, and that's in the
So that's your CDBG.
That's right. And so that was great to see too. See the the commissioners in the village be able to work together, and then the village really stepped up and came to the table, and we worked with Nate and Mayor Kelly. And they also kicked in $125,000. So we have about $420,000 in funds to do this sidewalk project. And we've had some delays with that, but I think we're
As can happen when dealing with government entities.
Exactly. So I think we're going to probably be able to, fingers crossed, start construction in the spring of 2026. And we'll get as far as we can go. We've selected the engineering firm, and they have been looking at it in greater detail. And it is looking more complicated than we had anticipated. There's just a lot of things that you have to think about when you're
there's a lot under the concrete.
There's a lot of things. So and that results in eating up some of the money. But we'll go as far as we can. And we hope that it's going to be beneficial. We're also working with the merchants too. The merchants, we go with them at their, we meet with them at their merchants meeting. And they have put in a lot of input. They have some concerns about, how that will affect their businesses. And we're going to try to work with them as best as we can, get in and get out as fast as we can so we don't create too much of a disturbance.
Because that whole area is businesses.
Absolutely, so, yeah. So we want to be careful with that. We want to keep them informed. And so far, I think we've done a decent job with that. Mayor Kelly and Taylor Reining, the HDM director, reaches out to them pretty regularly.
And that's awesome. And another village you mentioned was Kilbuck, who got an exceptional amount of money
that's
for their
right.
grant, which is fantastic for Kilbuck.
Right. And so I'm working with them. I'm more on the peripheral with that. So we did work with them. It's called the Appalachian Community Grant. And so we did help with that application. We actually put in applications for a number of villages across the county. Kilbuck was the winner of that. And hats off to them. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful project.
I'm excited to see the completion.
It's just so exciting. And the transformation that I believe is going to happen is going to be amazing, I think. And, it's going to have a boardwalk it's going to be a big expensive piece to the project, but I think that's going to attract visitors, bird watchers, those types of things. They're going to redo the entire streetscape in downtown Kilbuck, you know, sidewalks, a bicycle trail that runs through town, street lights, new street trees. So it's really going to transform the community. And then the other thing that I think is really exciting is the Park District. Jen Halverson just finished up a 4-mile stretch running from Glenmont, heading in the direction of Kilbuck. So that leaves just one basic
piece
so that you can have a trail that runs all the way across the county.
And I think they're working with grant funds to get that
piece done. Yeah, so I think that's moving along. I think it will really be a huge shot in the arm for Kilbuck and for Glenmont.
For the whole county, because really people can run across the whole county.
Yeah,
then.
And so yeah, I really recommend too, if you get a chance to ride that new section of trail.
It's beautiful.
From Glenmont, it's phenomenal.
If the villages or entities in the county need help finding a grant, you're the go-to guy. They call you.
Yeah, we try to help. Part of that is because it's just fun. So you get somebody that comes in with an idea. And
how can we fund it?
You hope to fit it. And you know, you can't fit every idea because you got to be able to, you know, work with some of these government grants. And they don't always fit. But if there's something that we can do, yeah, we like to try to do it.
It's good to be able to use grant funds versus the funds that these places have, because it's a lot of time it's free money or you can use in-kind labor, and it really saves these towns and villages.
Yeah, it'll bump the project over the edge. So you go from, you know, really feeling like you're not able to address some of these things, and you get an offer of a grant of some sort. And a lot of times the community has to step up too, kind of like Millersburg did, where they kicked in $125,000 out of their general fund. So, I mean, you do have to kind of maybe grease the wheels a little bit to make the project happen. But as long as we can kind of work with all the players and all the pieces, you know, we hope to be able to see something happen.
It's great to see county and all the communities work together. Your guys aren't just sitting in the county seats helping only the county. You're helping everybody because we all make up Holmes County.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, we'll be back again to chat more with Planning Commission Director Arnie Oliver for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. Returning here with Holmes County Planning Commission Director Arnie Oliver, I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays. And we've been talking a lot about grants, which makes up a big portion of your job. And you're not just helping villages and people. You can help just the business themselves. And you've been doing a bit of that here lately as well.
Yeah, we actually have another project that we're working on, happens to be in downtown Millersburg. We got some funds to assist in some renovations for a couple of the buildings down there. So we're working with the building owners. So many of you, as you come through the square in Millersburg, have seen American Hall and you've seen the transformation of that building owner. Dylan Kaufman's done a phenomenal job with that building. It's exciting to see how it's transformed. And so we have a grant that we received, and he's got to also put in dollars of his own. He's got a lot of skin in the game. But we're going to be replacing the windows in his building there. They have to be historic windows to qualify for this grant. He seemed to be excited about that. And so he's getting some funds to work with that. We're going to get about $100,000 to assist with that. We're hoping to be able to have that project moving, in a couple months, I think. Yeah.
It goes great with the way that they've been renovating. They've kept a lot of that historic charm in the building.
Yeah, what an exciting property to have. It's almost like an anchor in downtown Millersburg. So it's a huge add. And I think it makes a lot of sense for us to support this project. The other one that we're working on is, many people remember the DeWitt's Drugstore building in downtown Millersburg, Jackson Street. And that building had kind of fallen in disuse. It was vacant for a lot of years. And building owner Tracy Van Curran purchased that with the idea of putting a furniture store in it. And she's been very patient with us, almost too patient, because this grant.
With grants, it's all about patience. It's
so incredibly slow. They are getting a grant, and they've done a lot of the work, the renovation work themselves already. And they're also not free money. They have to participate financially with this. But we're going to be doing heating and air conditioning with them and a new roof. So we think that's going to, you know, bump their project. And that's probably about a $100,000 project as well. We think that's going to help them and get that building ready to go and get it so that their furniture store be ready to go. And again, the timing on that will probably be you know, several months. We're hoping to be able to get it done so that they can be up and running and have a new ad to the downtown business community.
It's going to be fun in downtown Millersburg in the spring.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, a lot of things going on. Exactly, yeah. Hopefully you don't make too many people mad.
And I do believe, if I remember correctly, you also helped get grants for the airport on their project.
That's true. I mean, we've worked with the airport on that, and that is an exciting project that they're doing. They've gotten various grants from the FAA. What does that stand for? Federal Aviation Administration. And the county commissioners have also really stepped up to this. And so they're going to be doing a new terminal and hangars out there. And I think, and I can't remember the total value of the funds that are going to go into that, but it's going to be pretty transformative. And I think it's going to be interesting to see, once that project is done, how the use will improve. The airport's already used quite a bit, but I think we'll discover that we have a lot of businesses in Holmes County, a lot of manufacturers, a lot of big manufacturers that have a need for access to the airport and for jets and planes and those types of things. And this will accommodate more of that, so they don't necessarily have to fly to surrounding counties or fly to Akron or whatever. And so we're hoping to bring some of that back to Holmes County. We think it'll have a real positive impact.
And so we're seeing how, as the planning commission, and then especially as being the director, you've helped all different kinds of entities, people, businesses, find these grants to help either tear down or build up, beautify. And so doing what you do, it's got to feel kind of good to see these end results once all that work has been put in.
It is. It's the best part of the job. This is just sort of my personality in general. It's not a lot, in all honesty, fun to, you know, just do regulation types of things. You have to do it. There's no doubt about it. You need it. And you have to be sensitive to folks when they come in with a request that may not fit. So you do that. But the real, you know, kind of fun part of the job are seeing these projects that we get to work with and see the end result, and you just get to get just a real sort of visual concept of what's going. You get start out with a concept, and you get a visual of what actually happened in the end.
And it really makes your job different every day.
It does, yeah. It's the reason that you want to come in, and it's the reason why it's fun to show up and come into work.
And to keep doing this for 29 years, you really got to enjoy what you're doing.
I hate that number. That's too long.
Just wait till you hit 30 next year.
My hair's a little whiter now.
I'm sure that's probably one of those big changes, you know, that you didn't mention from the 29 years, the beginning to the end. All right. Well, we'll rejoin with Arnie Oliver, our Holmes County Planning Commission Director, one last time here on Focus Fridays for WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick. We are back for one last time here on Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM with Holmes County Planning Commission Director Arnie Oliver, and we've talked about all the different pieces and parts that make up your job and what you do here, but part of that also is getting involved in other ways to network, to find these grants, to have people to work with, and you're involved in quite a lot outside of just your planning commission, correct?
Yeah, so I've had the opportunity to participate in various boards, and maybe I could just kind of run through a couple of those. So I'm on the Historic Downtown Millersburg Board. I think maybe you've talked to Taylor, or maybe through this segment.
We've had discussions about HDM before.
So HDM and Taylor. So I'm on the board, though. So, I mean, you can. She's doing the lion's share of the work. We're aware of what she's doing, but lots of cool projects that she does. All kinds of events. And so that's a fun board to be a part of and see some of the things. And you can really see in the transformation that's taken place in Millersburg in the last 10 years, I think. And I think a lot of the credit goes to Historic Downtown Millersburg and some of the things that they've promoted. Another board that I'm on is the Ohio Mideastern Governments Association. We just call them OMEGA for short. And they meet monthly and kind of all over the state. They represent, I think it's maybe 10 counties in our region. And they're they're definitely kind of a networking type of board. They have really good awareness of some of the grant dollars that are available. So it's really helpful to me to be a part of that. And they're, you know, they have a big staff, and I would really recommend any of the villages or townships or fire departments to
utilize them.
Yeah, just to communicate with them. They're really easy to work with. They'll come out to Holmes County and talk with you. You have an idea. They're good at kind of, if you have an idea, they can kind of, you know, scour all of their sources and see if there's dollars available to help with their projects.
That they've been a big help for a lot of our projects. A lot of different entities work with them. So
I really agree. Yeah, if you see a lot of the projects you see in the county, usually you can kind of see Omega's fingerprints.
Probably had like at least a little fingertip in there.
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
And are you on any other boards or committees or associations? Is there a planning commission director association?
There is. They meet. They don't meet too often. They meet once or twice a year, typically over in Columbus. And we're all the sort of the boring planning directors get together. And
then in comes Arnie.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I fit right in. So they kind of go over, that's more of the regulation piece. Again, because all the different counties tend to have different functions. So all the grant work that I was talking about, that's more in the nature of community development than city planning. So when the planning directors get together, they're talking more about zoning codes and subdivision regulations, floodplain regulations.
All that boring stuff.
Yeah. And it's helpful though, because
every
county's different. They see different types of developments and different types of projects. And, you know, if somebody's a real specialist in a particular area, and, you know, get some ideas off of them.
It's good to have other people to be able to pick their brains on things.
Exactly. If you get
things
stuck on something, you have a group that you can reach out to.
It's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
Right, right.
And are there any other boards or anything that you work with?
I am on the NoHoCo board. It's the NoHoCo Community Action Agency. And that's a pretty big organization. And that's a fun board to be on. They do a lot of things. They're in 5 counties, I believe. And so they have a pretty good sized presence in Holmes County. And one of the things, and they do a lot of things, they do some family planning.
They have a
heat program for heating, water bills. They have a food pantry. And one of the projects that I just personally find interesting, or project, one of their programs, is their Head Start program. And I'm not sure how much awareness there is in Holmes County of our Head Start program, but they do a spectacular job in operating that program. And that's, you know, that benefits
everybody, because it's our youth.
It's our youth. These are little biddies that come in. I think they're 3 or 4 years old.
I want to say they're like a preschool age.
Or kindergarten. And I think that's why I like it. And the impact that they have on these kids is tremendous. And you have to qualify income-wise. So sometimes these kids are coming from lower income situations. And they come in through Head Start. And those teachers, and they're very dedicated, they're definitely not overpaid. They're just doing it because, you know, they believe in it and they're good at it. And, you know, the results are tremendous. If you follow some of these little kids, you know, and they've been in Holmes County for years and years. And so you follow, you know, these 3 and 4 year olds and how they perform in school and the jobs that they wind up getting, it's really amazing what they can do. And so it kind of ranges in the number of kids that they can see. And they have a school in Glenmont and they have a school in Millersburg. And so it's gone, and I'm going to mess up these numbers, but I think it's 200 to 300 kids. It depends on funding. But you know, the funds that go into that, I mean, they pay huge dividends in the end with the results.
It's a good investment.
It's exactly what it is. You know, we're kind of a conservative county, and we talk about, you know, investment and value of a dollar. And I think
investing in your kids is priceless.
It's really priceless.
And is there anything else, any other boards, anything else you'd like to share about what you do with us before we wrap up here today?
I think that's it.
You got a lot going on, but it all kind of comes down to, you know, yeah, you've got to enforce rules and regulations, but a lot of what you do is really helping the county, helping the businesses, and helping people in the county.
Yeah, and I would say if anybody has, you know, questions about, you know, how things function in the county, or if there's a project that you have, you know, come in. We're pretty laid back, and we're happy to talk to anyone and everyone that you know, wants to come in and bounce some ideas off of us.
Ideas are great. That's how some of the best things get started.
Right. I agree.
Well, thank you so much for joining in with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Holmes County Planning Commission Director Arnie Oliver for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobrins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Don't miss an episode of Focus Fridays here on WKLM each Friday in the 9 a.m. hour. If you do happen to miss an episode of Focus Fridays, you can always go to the website, WKLMFM.com, and click on the Focus Friday icon and choose from the episodes there. It's all here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.